two-minute drill from Points of Truth Ministries of Crusade Church.
Amos 3 verses 1 through 3 says, "Hear this word which the Lord has spoken against you, sons of Israel, against the entire family which he brought up from the land of Egypt. You only have I chosen among all the nations of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities. Can two men walk together unless they are in agreement? Obviously, those whom the Lord has chosen and revealed his will to are under a much stricter judgment than others. Our text indicates that the very reason God was angry and bringing judgment upon Israel was because he had specifically called them out of the world and chosen them to be a people of his presence. Yet they had turned from his commandments and essentially joined the devil's rebellion. God asked a question that has only one obvious right answer. Can two men walk together unless they are in agreement? If you are walking north, you cannot join someone who is walking south. Each of you are traveling in different directions. God alone understands the fullness of his will and the perfection of his divine purpose. He alone knows the way to salvation, eternal life, and glory. God is the leader and we are the followers. God will never follow us to destruction. We must follow him to glory." In our text, God was stating the obvious, and that was that the sins of his chosen people had separated them from him. God was still leading and directing their path to glory, but they had stopped following and were no longer walking with him. The reason is also obvious. They had been enticed by the momentary pleasures of the flesh and had taken the off-ramp to the road to destruction. For us who have come to know Christ, we must understand that we worship and serve the same God, and that he has chosen us for life and not for death. Can we walk with God unless we are in agreement with him? Of course, the answer is no. We must follow his will in faith with the understanding that to do anything else amounts to idolatry. Either you will leave the crowds or the crowds will eventually leave you. That is one of the historical facts of traveling the narrow road to life.
For more information, visit our website, pointsoftruth.com.